KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for continued light rain or drizzle, mainly this morning, a high around 65 with winds northeast at around 10 miles per hour. We have picked up 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN. News. In the news, a single vehicle rollover accident in Dallas County Sunday afternoon claimed the life of one man and resulted in injuries to another. Both were from Earlham. According to the State Patrol, a 1980 Chevy Corvette driven by 19-year-old Samuel Wayne Cassop entered westbound Interstate 80 from the DeSoto on-ramp at around 1:17 p.m. and accelerated to a high rate of speed. The car went out of control and rolled into the median as well as the cable barrier. The vehicle came to rest in the eastbound lanes. Neither of the occupants were wearing a seatbelt and both were ejected. Samuel Cassop died at the scene. His passenger, 24-year-old Maximilian Vincent Cassop, was injured and transported by Dallas County Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The accident remains under investigation. Just 2 hours later, and a few miles to the east of that site, a minivan slammed into the back of a semi-truck. The semi-truck was stopped because of the first crash. The driver of the minivan died. Investigators have not released that person's name. A collision on Interstate 29 Sunday morning in Fremont County resulted in four people being transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The State Patrol says the crash south of the Percival exit occurred around 1:20 a.m. when a southbound 2018 Honda Civic left the road for unknown reasons, crossed the median, and traveled a short distance in the northbound lane before striking a 2010 GMC Yukon head-on. The Civic came to rest in the median facing westbound, while the SUV came to rest on the east shoulder facing southwest. The driver of the Honda, 19-year-old Mateo Zaragoza of Overland Park, Kansas, and the driver of the Yukon, 40-year-old Rebecca Harris of Lincoln, Nebraska, were transported by Hamburg Rescue and LifeNet helicopter to the hospital. Two others in the Harris vehicle were injured in the crash, 39-year-old Melvin Harris of Lincoln, Nebraska, and a 14-year-old juvenile. The juvenile went to the UNMC by Riverton Rescue, while Melvin Harris was transported by Tabor Rescue. All of the injured, with the exception of Melvin Harris, were wearing their seatbelts. That accident also remains under investigation. In addition to the aforementioned rescue units and helicopter, the patrol was assisted at the scene by the Nebraska City Rescue Department, Glenwood, and Pacific Junction Rescue. Fremont and Mills County Sheriff's deputies also were assisting at that scene. Well, four people, including three juveniles, were arrested in Red Oak Sunday evening. Red Oak police report 18-year-old Odin Alexander Vincent Hathaway of Red Oak was arrested around 5:18 p.m. at a location on Riverview Road for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Hathaway was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Three juveniles were arrested on the same charge. They were cited and released to their parents or guardians. The City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission will meet 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, October 12th, in the Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda is a commercial building site plan review for the Elkhorn, Nebraska-based McDonald's Real Estate Company. During the Council's meeting last Wednesday, City Administrator and Zoning Administrator John Lund had mentioned McDonald's is interested in demolishing their old or current building here in Atlantic and replacing it with a more modern structure. Casey Thompson of Bishop Engineering will submit a plan for the 3,307-square-foot new commercial building for the property at 1510 East 7th Street. The area is zoned a C1 or Highway Commercial District, and as such, sit-down and drive-through would be considered permitted uses under the city's zoning ordinance. Lund said the parking requirements are the only area the commission may wish to review. The site plan shows there will be 19 parking stalls and two handicap stalls. The ordinance, as it is written, is vague, he said, on the total number of parking spaces required. In other business, the P&Z will discuss regulations for civic and institutional signage in non-commercial zones. It seems the city has recently had issues with a local church in a residential zone and their desired signage. Currently, signs in residential zones have restrictive sign regulations, according to Lund. Public agencies, schools, churches, and museums are all permitted uses in such zones. Lund notes most of the existing signage on such buildings are not in conformance with zoning ordinance, but they've not conflicted with surrounding residential property. The commission's final order of business Tuesday evening is to discuss grain bin clearance guidelines. Lund said the city has received notice from AMU regarding grain bin regulations. He says he will review both the signage and GBC regulations before reporting back to the commission Tuesday with a recommendation based on Iowa zoning codes in other cities. And the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee is set to meet at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, October 13th, in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Among the items on their agenda is a review of financial resources and commitments related to the Parks and Recreation Department and other recreation stakeholders, the Assistant Parks Director job description and proposed compensation, animal shelter fees, a bid for 901 Birch Street, and the Personnel and Finance Committee will review the City's Urban Revitalization Plan as it relates to tax abatement. Following discussion on those matters, the committee will forward their recommendation to the full City Council during their next regular meeting. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.